Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Threw me off with that bite song, Scott. I'm trying to figure out Carlton Valentine's biggest game as a Michigan State Spartan. Wonder if it was against Wisconsin. Could have been. Wisconsin was pretty bad in those days. Let's bring him
they
in.
They were really bad. Who was their coach?
Wisconsin? Steve Yoder, probably, right? In those days?
They had
80s? A bunch of them. Yeah. Don't you think?
Probably would have been. He was there a long time.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Let's bring in Carlton Valentine, coach of the Sexton Big Reds and father of soon to be two college basketball players.
That's awesome.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing. That's also very fiscally nice.
Hey, V, how are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. How you guys doing, man?
Doing great.
Hey, are you fired up for the start of high school football, too?
I am. That's, you know, believe it or not, that's like my biggest passion, man, was like football. I grew up a huge football fan, a Washington Redskins fan, and Washington, D.C., and, you know, I love watching football. You know, both my boys play football, and, you know, from little kids, and so I can't wait for high school football. I can't wait for college football, and I love the NFL, so you know what our house is like during the weekend. So.
Can you imagine Carlton, like, playing a rush linebacker? He'd be tough.
It'd been tough.
You do that at Hyattsville, DeMatha, Carlton?
Good tight end, too.
Yeah, we did. I did play some tight end. I played both ways. I played tight end, defensive end. I played on the punt team. I played the kickoff team and a little bit of everything. I saw Michigan State just got a kid from DeMatha. They just got a
I did see that.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Linebacker, he looks good on the video, too.
Yeah.
V, I have to ask you about that as a coach because – it drives me crazy with the specialization. You know what it's like when a guy can play two sports, and Izzo is always talking about this, how much it helps, and he loves to go watch a guy play another sport. But it seems that a lot of coaches only want their guys playing their sport. What do you think about that?
I don't agree with that. I like a kid to play a variety of different sports because it gives you a first of all, it introduces you to a lot of different people. Second of all, it teaches you how to do more than one thing. You know, the boys always play football, and I try to introduce them to baseball and soccer and a lot of different things. I just think it's good to play a lot of different things, not just one. We actually had a meeting about that the other day over at the high school about specialization and having kids because it hurts different high schools that have smaller populations, right. You know, if everybody just plays one sport. So, yeah.
Yeah, but V, when Drew got hurt in football, did you have second thoughts about that? And did that impact maybe where he could have even ended up in D1, that injury?
We were talking about that yesterday. We're in Chicago for a wedding, and we were driving in the car talking about that. And I was like, Drew, man, you could have played football. He's like, nope, wasn't going to play. He said, I wanted to play basketball. He said, but I love playing football, though.
Right.
I love playing football. But, I'll never take it back. Because those guys had wonderful experiences playing football. You know,
right.
Drew was on that team at Sexton. When he was a junior, man, they won the won a lot. They almost beat St. Joe, man, and went to the semifinals. So,
right. He was a quarterback.
So, I mean, no, I love football, man. And, you know, Denzel played too, but, you know, he had an injury, a kind of a weird injury a couple of years ago where, you know, he had to, you know, get some bones screwed back on and stuff. So he's not going to play this year.
Right.
So it's kind of, you know, injuries will kind of dictate what you're going to do with sports too. So, but no, I don't agree with specialization. I love kids that play multiple sports, man. I saw Cody Crawford out there running track, man. I know he's got some speed burners, man.
Well, he's fine.
Our guest, Carlton Valentine, coach of the Sexton Big Reds basketball team and the father of Drew and Denzel Valentine. And V, we have to ask you about a big week for the family and Denzel's commitment to Michigan State. We had him on the show the other night, and the day that he made his commitment, tell us a little bit about that experience, and you really let him make his own decision.
I did let him make his own decision because he's the one that's got to live it. You know, my mom and dad did the same thing with me. You know, he asked me my advice And I, you know, the tough thing with that recruiting process, man, that was, it happened so quick.
Right.
You know, before June 15th, Denzel did not have one college basketball offer. He had a lot of interest.
Right.
People calling and mailing. But I guess he had a pretty good July out there on the road. He was in Indianapolis. He was in Louisville, and then he was out to Vegas playing. And, you know, I got to see a little bit out in Vegas. I thought he played pretty good, but I guess he played great down in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
We got back, man. It was like, it was unbelievable, the amount of offers and the caliber of people that were calling, man. It was unbelievable.
Remind you of when you were at DeMatha?
No, I wasn't.
Phone one ringing, huh? Just some grumpy old man named Judd Heathcote gave you a call, and you were in, huh?
Waiting for Coach Wooten to tell you somebody cared.
Yeah, how about that? No, this recruiting stuff's unbelievable. The thing I told about them, Joe, I said, if you know where you want to go, you go ahead and get it done, because you don't want to wait around and wait around and wait around.
Right.
The process is so different nowadays.
Yeah.
I tell you what, though, that school up the road, man, they did a heck of a job, man.
I want to ask you about that, V, because I saw Sam Hosey's blog, and you were quoted in it talking about how great, you know, Coach Beilein was, and they met you, all the coaches were, and you were just enamored with it. And I'm telling you what, it's the first time in writing I've seen something positive about John Beilein. And I want you to really, I mean, it sounded sincere as all get out. So tell us about that experience and how, what's your perception of Beilein as a coach in the Michigan basketball program, where it's headed?
Yeah, you know, and being a Spartan, you know, it's probably going to sound weird saying this, man, but I like Beilein a lot, man. I like his coaching staff, you know, Bakari Alexander, who just got there, LaValle Jordan and Jeff Meyer. Those guys were absolutely incredible, man. How they treated Denzel, you know, how they treated my wife. We drove up for a visit, man. They met us at the car, opened the door, Beilein, walking us around campus, you know, showing us the, you know, the academic stuff, took us up into the new stadium, into the new luxury boxes. You know, I'd never really seen all that stuff at Michigan. Usually,
right,
they drive us up and to the tunnel.
There you go.
We go playing. Yeah.
It's dark and cold and whole bit.
Oh no! You know they got the renovation going on there, man. It was unbelievable, man. I'll tell you what, man. If not connected to Michigan State, not having all that stuff, man, I'm in.
I'm in for Michigan.
I was almost in hook, line, and sinker, but you know it's not my choice.
Right,
It was Denzel's choice.
Well, and a couple of things. One is John Beilein is a pretty good guy, I think. Number two is he knows that Denzel could have helped him, immediately.
Well, his style of play would fit in perfect.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah, that style of play. And Denzel would have been a point guard in their system. You know what I mean?
Right.
A point guard or a big two guard.
Yep.
Well, so, you know, it's a situation where, you know, wow, that was a good fit. But, you know, for him, you know, he had to choose what he wanted.
Right.
And I think growing up in a house where, you know, you see that stuff all around, you know, you see your dad's stuff and, you know, your mom graduated from state and, you know, you go to the football games, you go to the basketball games, you've been to tailgates. And that was one thing we did with him early, because I kind of saw it coming a little bit, mm-hmm. is that we took him on visits early, like when he was a freshman. And a little bit last year, we took him out to a few different schools so he could have a look. So I didn't want him to just say, okay, I'm just coming, if the offer came. No, you need to go out and see some different things, and just to make sure, you know.
Right.
I'm going to say you don't buy the first car you get into. You know what I mean?
There you go.
Our guest, Carlton Valentine, coach of the Sexton Big Reds basketball team. And, hey, they got a good chance to be right back where they were, only with one more
absolutely.
Win this year. And look forward to watching his team play all season. His sons, Drew, at Oakland University, and Denzel, now committing to Michigan State. I thought it was interesting talking to Denzel the other night, V, that he was kind of into Tom Izzo as much as he was to Michigan State, and who knows how much impact it had with the whole Cleveland Cavaliers thing, but it certainly didn't hurt the Spartans.
No, it didn't. You know, Denzel was really, and we've had a couple meetings with Coach Izzo, you know, and the staff. Denzel loved the honesty. There was one meeting, I'll tell you a quick story. This is unbelievable. We had the first meeting we had with them, and Tom just came right out and said, I didn't think you were that good. And he didn't offer Denzel a scholarship. And he gave Denzel three or four things to work on. And he went right to the gym as soon as we left there, and he started working on them. We had a summer league game the next day, and he scored like almost 40 points. He dunked on like three or four guys. I'm like, what got into you? He said, Coach Izzo got into me.
How long ago was that meeting? V, how long ago was that meeting that you're talking about?
We had that meeting sometime in early June. It was early
wow.
June, right before school got out.
And, what did Tom tell him?
He was very honest. He said, I didn't, you know, quite honestly, I wasn't going to recruit you. I didn't think you were going to be that good. He said, you know, you had a knee injury.
Right.
You didn't look like you were going to develop that way. He said, obviously, you must be a gym rat. Yeah. And you've gotten better, and, you know, I see you getting better, I guess. And then it was unbelievable. Then Tom, the stuff he said to him, man, he was like, Dad, can I get to the gym? I mean, he went right to the gym and got on the gun. I think I had to kick him out of that. I had to kick him out of the gym, and you know, he started training harder. I mean, it was, like, unbelievable. And I guess he had a great July, so.
I know the Michigan State coach has loved his floor sense, and people look at a guy and say, see how tall he is, and then try to figure out what position he's going to play. Michigan State doesn't do that. Irvin Johnson could be a point guard.
Right.
Kalen Lucas could be a point guard.
And his ball distribution skills are just uncanny, V. I mean, that's when I think of Denzel as how he distributes a basketball, first off.
No, he definitely does. You know, he has a good – you hear this word over and over again when they say feel for the game. He has a really good – feel and understand it for the game. I think earlier on when I watched him play, he got in trouble a lot.
Yeah.
Because he tried to make plays every time.
Right.
But I think he's starting to understand, you know, he would end up the game, you look at the stat sheet, he has 7 or 8 or 9 turnovers, and I'd be frustrated with him.
Right.
Now he's cut that down to maybe 2 or 3 turnovers, and he'll get 8 or 9 assists every game. So
I tried to tell him the other night that he was almost as good a passer as his father, and he wasn't buying it. He's seen the video. So
he knows I was horrible. So.
Hey, V, we have to ask you one more thing quickly, and we've had a couple coaching changes in the area.
Yeah.
Doug Fleming out at East Lansing and Steve Finnemore in. Tony Sweet out at Grand Ledge. How much tougher is it getting to coach high school basketball between administrative pressures and parents? How much harder does that make your job?
Oh, it's tough. It's tough. It's definitely tough. You know, I feel for those guys. You know, I think that, wow, man, those are two really good coaches. Doug Fleming, three years ago, man, he's in the state semis. You know, and now he's out. Come on, man, come on. And then, you know, Tony Sweet's done a great job. I mean, he coached an NBA All-Star a few years ago, you know, and Al Horford, and just sent a guy to Division I, you know, John Horford. And so he's out. You know, it's just unbelievable. You know, is it open season on a high school basketball coach? I don't know. Is it open season? I don't know. I don't agree with it. I read Morgan Wooten's book, and he said, you know, that's part of the job. And if you can't deal with it, then don't coach. And,
right.
You know, you got to kind of keep an open line of communication with everybody. I think when you don't communicate with everybody, when I say everybody, I mean, you got to communicate with the parents. You have to communicate with the kids. You got to communicate with the faculty. You got to communicate, you know, with the student body. You got to keep those open lines going so you don't leave anything up to guess or wonder, because when people start to assume things and guess things, that's when bad things happen. So, you know, you always keep that open line, but at the same time, you're a coach. You need to coach your team the way you want to coach it, not the way someone else wants to coach it. So,
right.
You know, there's a fine line there about, you know, coaching. And it's just I feel bad for Tony, and I feel bad for Doug, man. It's an open season. You know, when you walk out, I better duck when I walk out.
Carlton Ballantyne, our guest, the coach of the Sexton Big Reds and the father of Drew and Denzel Ballantyne. Drew, playing at Oakland University, and Denzel will be playing at Michigan State. V, always great to talk with you, and I'll see you at some Big Red football games.
Hey, I will, and it's always great to talk to you guys, man. Is Cody playing football?
Oh, yeah. Yep, he's slated to start both ways again, and he's got a scrimmage today, so everything's good, V. I'll tell him you asked him about him.
Yeah, tell him I said good luck this season.
I'll do that.
We'll be right back with more. We're going to have Jamie Gent stepping down as the Hazlet Athletic Director, and we'll talk a little bit about his experience as a coach and as an AD and about a new field that was put in there, much, much more. Coming up on the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.